Next question is, may I gamble? Invoke everything the Rav said about may I, and the previous question. Okay, so I try to be a yeki sometimes. Okay, maybe, but I should learn from you. Should be an educator. Okay, so obviously gambling is okay. When I was a kid, so I had good relatives who introduced me to what you do on Hanukkah, otherwise known as kvitlach, or in modern English, play cards. My father used to tell us, don't play cards. And we'd say, why? Our relatives play cards. And my father would say, because it's not what positive people do. It's not, and that's also an answer, you know. We could go into the discussion in halacha that a person whose livelihood is gambling is not acceptable as a witness. We could go into the discussion about when you gamble, that almost always you will enter a realm of thievery, because the halacha does not assume that you can really collect the money when you gamble, but that involves a lot of details in halacha. When is it biblically prohibited? When is it rabbinically prohibited? Which type of thievery is it? So gambling for money has one big problem.
What else do you gamble for?
Some people play, and they just play with chips, and they don't. There's no money behind the chips. I mean, people play. Right, potato chips, exactly.
Chocolate
some people
chips.
Play with chocolate chips, right? So as far as gambling, I'm saying there's. I would add one point: if a person finds himself gambling often, then they should get help, because it is an addiction, and. It's one of those things which don't do it at home. People end up losing their family and their home and everything in their life, everything they value, because they have this addiction. So a person has to realize when they need help, and family members have to realize if a person needs help, and don't try to fix it without real professional help, because people really end up selling their home and everything that's valuable to them. And family members who thought they caught it only discovered that they don't have a house, only to discover all kinds of horrible realities. If a person has this issue, they should get help. If it's a question of entertainment, so it's not the most positive form of entertainment. If it's done for money, if it's not done for money, people just want to play cards or whatever. So whatever, it's a pastime, it's a game. It's a person just has to think who his friends are and where that'll lead him. But if a group of kids sit down and play cards on Hanukkah, I don't think there's anything too terrible about that. So we divided it. There's the issue of gambling, where one can enter the prohibition of thievery by taking money for gambling. There's the issue of gambling for a livelihood, where one is unacceptable as a witness. He has disqualified himself from part of civilization. He is considered an uncivilized man, a man who is not working and really advancing the world the way he should. He's doing. He has a pastime or whatever. That's very improper. Then we go into the realm that, in general, it's just not the place a person should be, and that it can be very problematic, and it's not where a person should be. So we have the halachic issues, we have the ethical and the Jewish perspective. So that's with regards to gambling. Does anyone want to add something?
Yeah, no, that's that's again just a lot of these questions are. You know, there's four words in that question, but there's a whole slew of halacha, like the rabbi mentioned, that goes along with that, besides the philosophy. So a lot of questions are like that. So I think it's good to the rabbi give a good general answer for that. You know, because otherwise we could spend the whole night talking also about those halachot.
I would add that I studied mathematics and I studied magic, and don't assume that you can win. You know, they have real mathematicians behind this working, and they know what they're doing. Meaning, even if they give you a free hotel room in Atlantic City, and they let you win in the slots in the hotel, so that you feel lucky and you feel like you could win. You know, at the entrance to the casinos, there are machines which you win much more often on. There's a whole psychological game going on.
Wow.
Here. It's not, there's, I'm saying there's, there's a lot. They know you better than you know yourself, and they know how to make you lose more money than you think. And
you're not allowed to be smart from the casinos. Like, you're able to come in hats.
I can...
I don't know why that's cheating, because, you know, you're just being smart. You know, you're not looking at the card, you just figure out mathematically what the chances are, and that you're not allowed to do either also.
Don't. There's much more to it than that. I can tell you as one who studied this quite a lot, both from the magic perspective, he had to con people, and from the mathematical perspective. I spent 2 years studying just the math of gambling. It's not really the way you see the game. There's much more going on there than what you see.
Can I